From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. U.S. senators today will consider making Air Force General Lori Robinson the commander of U.S. Northern Command and NORAD. Both are located on Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado Springs. If confirmed, Robinson would become the first woman to become a combatant commander, tasked with oversight of the military's homeland defense and nuclear warning operations. Currently, Robinson is in charge of U.S. air combat forces in the Pacific Ocean. An annual report card on air quality says the Front Range got failing grades on ozone pollution and Western Slope counties didn't do much better. But Colorado's top air quality official takes issue with some of those findings, saying all the state's western counties meet EPA standards. And a bill to move Colorado back to a presidential primary is expected to be introduced at the State House soon. As Benta Berkland reports, legislative leaders, the governor, and the chairs of both political parties support it.
Colorado is among the few states that still have a caucus system to select delegates for the presidential race. But leaders in both political parties say the mechanics are convoluted, and Governor John Hickenlooper believes a presidential primary would benefit voters.
Hopefully it gets more people involved. I talked to a great number of people this year who didn't go to the caucuses or wanted to go to the caucuses and just didn't have enough time. If they can vote, it's a much easier commitment. A primary bill makes sense.
Democratic Representative Alec Garnett from Denver and Republican Tim Dore from Elizabeth will be the sponsors of the bill. Party leaders also believe a primary could give Colorado more prominence and attention in the selection process. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.